I'm going to do the Hemshech HaSugi here, the next couple of lines, because it will help us get clarity in this sugi as well. Okay, so the major issue that we had in our sugi here is really twofold. One is all the kashas we had from all the Achronim, Priskerov, Yibadl Chaim of Steinemann, and many others, that under what premise does the Gemara have it sad to say that what's giving the Gemara even the havamina, the thought process that that should work, that such a Kabbalah should work? Well, you never want to Kabbal the blood but Kli, right? And the maskana of the Gemara attack, it doesn't work. But the Gemara is being down that there's some kind of svara that it should work. There doesn't seem to be any svara why it should work. So that's really Rav Steinemann's question. And that's shver in the whole sugya, from beginning to the end, till the Gemara at the end only brings a raya. Without the raya the Gemara has, the Gemara holds the taka should be good. So that's, and then, to add to the koishi, chelek beis was the shita of Rambam, which just makes it even more difficult. We medayik that Rashi also learns like the Rambam. The Rambam says it explicitly. Rashi implies that that's the way he understood it. That, of course, the Gemara knew all along that if you would just not makabel the blood at all, meaning drop the kli, then, of course, it's possible. No question, it's possible. And the only tzad of the Gemara that it should be kosher is that you, like a dummy, l'chayra, like a dummy, continued standing there with holding nothing, holding what was once a kli, and let the blood go through it as though it's going to become something. That's the only havamin of the Gemara. In that case, that's what Rambam says clearly, that Avir Shein Sefer Nuch Lav Kamunuch Tami says, therefore, if you held the kli, if the kli broke prior to the blood going through it, it doesn't work. Meaning the Rambam is telling us that even if the halacha would be Avra Shein Seifu L'Nuch Kamunach Dami, it for sure won't work if you threw away the kli, the remnant of the kli. You don't have a kli anymore. The kli broke. If you threw away the remnant of the kli, there'd be no havamina. The whole havamina of the Gemara is that you continue to do a Maisa Koif. We're calling it a Maisa Koif because there's no intelligence, L'chara, to do that, to stand there like a dummy with something that's not a kli, and hold it like that, and then when the blood goes through, you'll be Makayim Mitzvah Kabbalah. So we said the whole thing is Merafah Sigma. The only logic here that could work is what Yossi was trying to say at the beginning of the Shia last week, which is that somehow we look at it like the blood was already accepted. The only logic at all, because everybody's masking, let's take a step back. Everybody's masking, if you took a tube to begin with, okay, it's nothing, right? Everybody's masking. If you shechted the behemoth mistakenly, instead of picking up the kli shoras, you picked up a tube, okay? And you went like that. It was a mistake. And the blood went right beautifully, right through the tube, came out the other side. There's no havamina that works, right? So the only havamina to Gemara that it works is because you picked up a kli. So the only way we could make sense out of it, even we wouldn't understand it, but we could make some sense out of it, is that somehow there's a halacha of like Shabbos, like Kluta Kamishun Chadama. Like we look at it like it's already, it landed in the Kli. Which the Briskov says doesn't work by Kachem even if it's in the Kli already, normally. It has to go on the bottom of the Kli. Because the Gemara Menachas says if you take the Mincha and paste it to the side of the Kli, that may not work to be Makadosh it. Over there we're talking about a good Kli. A full kli shachas. But instead of taking the kmitza, putting it on the bottom, you put it to the side of the kli. In the kli. So, over there the Gemara talks that may not be called the sinus kli. So the Briskov doesn't even understand why, if it went into the kli already, but just didn't land, and then the kli broke, it also shouldn't be good. Okay? But, the only way to entertain any understanding of the Gemara would be that we'll say, you know what? We look at it like it landed already. Okay. Good.
Landed in the non-kli.
Exactly. No, like it landed before the kli broke. In other words, I picked up the kli. I shechted the mehem. It was still a kli so far. The blood started coming, and then right over here, the kli broke. 1 second. So if we look at it kimishu huncha, like it already landed, it doesn't bother us. That's the tzad that it would be good. Just like by Shabbos, we spoke about if the chayfetz comes into your domain and it didn't land, if you hold kli to kimishu huncha dama, you chayev achatas in the air, right? Even before it actually landed. So the same thing over here. Over here, it's like it landed in the kli. That would be the difference between if somebody picked up a tube and put it here, there was never hava mina, it would work, and you picked up a kli, and now it became a tube. The only explanation would be that somehow we look at it like it's already mekubal. Now again, Rav Steinman is saying that doesn't make sense. Why would we look at it that way? Even by Shabbos, it's a whole chiddush. It's not a logical thing. But the Rambam, on the outside possibility, if that's the way we would maybe think we understand, the Rambam threw that out, so we should make sure we don't understand. Because the Rambam says that the whole Havamin in the Gemara that should work is if you're holding the Kli like this, after it broke, and then the blood went through the non-Kli. So now we're back to step one. Now we're back to the tube.
Why can't we say that
but accept
the concept that it's not actual, but it's perceived until it's no longer applicable?
I missed you completely there. What's the chazak?
That normatively we would say we have a plea, it's going to go, blood is going to go down to the bottom, unlike a minchah that may get stuck on the wall. And it goes and it's above the ear or it's in the ear until the bottom breaks of the kli. We use the chazaka to say that it should have a din as if it's going to land already.
Okay, no problem.
But if it breaks, the kli breaks on the bottom, so it becomes a tube. Well, that chazaka doesn't apply anymore.
Agreed. I'm on the same page. It's enough. Few ways. You're supporting the question.
I think this is the answer to the question.
I'm very confused. The Rambam is saying that the only hava mina that it would work is that after the kli broke, you continue to hold it, and you allow the blood to go through the tube. You're precisely saying what I was saying would work. If the Rambam would have said, and Rashi, that the Gemara has a tzad to say that if the kli breaks after shechita, before it landed in the kli, we would only have one problem. Where did the Gemara know that there's this new rule that it's like it landed already? But okay, you're calling it a chazaka. I don't know if I would call the word chazaka. Chazaka is usually when you're relying on chazaka to tell you something that you don't know about, not something that you know. Chazaka doesn't normally tell you something that you know is not the way the chazaka is. But let's assume, that's why I would really use the terminology the Heshi was using, klutu kemishuncha. We look at it like it already landed. Since it was going to land, we look at it like it landed already. Again, Rav Steinman is saying, where do we ever hear of such a thing? Where do we ever hear of such a thing? But assuming that we look at it that way, okay, so then once the kli broke, there's no reason for you to continue holding it. But no, the Rambam is saying it clearly, and Rashi's implying that the only way this would work would be if you continue to hold the non-kli, meaning we don't look at it like it landed already. If we look at it like it landed already, you can just take the remnant. You're holding nothing now. You're holding shrouds of a kli. You're not holding a kli anymore. Okay? Right? We may have an illusion, but you're not holding a kli anymore because the kli is based on the bottom. So you're holding nothing. What you're basically doing is just standing. It's no different if the kli dropped and you continue to hold your hand there like this. You're an Eliyahu Shaggai, and the kli dropped. You didn't realize it. You kept on going like this. Okay? Now, there's no hava mina, right? No hava mina that should work. Somebody's standing there, a kohen, Eliyahu Shaggai. He's holding the kli, and after he shechs the animal, in midair, He drops the kli without realizing, but he keeps his hand there. He stands there like that. The blood goes beautifully right through his hand. There's no hava, I mean, it doesn't work. Just like you don't do Kabbalah when there's no bottom to the kli, it's as effective.
But if it started with the bottom...
That's what I'm saying. When you were holding the kli, it started with a kli.
That's right.
But then you dropped the kli.
So it's
no good. Why? Because you need a kli. Right. Even though it started right, it didn't end right. Yeah.
You're still holding nothing, but you're still in the process of doing Kabbalah. You have to get another kli.
But there is no kli.
No, it doesn't make a difference. It's not the kli. It's part of the Kabbalah, the process of accepting the blood.
So I don't need it. So why am I holding nothing in my hand? Drop it.
No, because then you're saying, I'm not kli with Kabbalah. Kabbalah's over.
But the Kabbalah's as over with the... You're not holding anything. It's an illusion. Why are you being delusional?
No, I'm not being delusional.
You are.
Because
you just said that if I drop it, it's a problem because then I'm not holding anything. Guess what, Zev? You're not holding anything right now either.
You're right. You're not holding anything. But from inside, the way the Avodah of Kabbalah works, where it spritzes out and it has to be a kli that's roid to do it, and it's still, and it's doing...
Was I yotze Kabbalah ready or not? It's a yes or no question. Was I Yotze Kabbalah yet or not?
It depends. If you're going to say that you were Yotze Kabbalah, if everything is set up right and it makes no difference, then of course you finish Kabbalah.
Exactly. Exactly. But we don't hold that way. The Rambam says we don't hold that way. If we held that way, then it would be very difficult. But we would at least say, okay, it's very difficult, but it's difficult. Whatever. But the Rambam is saying, no. You have to continue
faith.
It's not process. It's as much of a process if the kli is the non-kli is in your hand.
It was a kli before when you started.
But it is. It doesn't exist anymore. I understand, but right now the kli does not exist. It's gone.
So
are you holding a kli now? Yes or no? I didn't ask you a process. I'm asking you, right now, are you holding a kli?
No.
Yes? No. Exactly. So if I drop it, I'm as much holding a kli as I am by holding it.
It's not totally in holding a kli. It's totally in the process of Kabbalah.
Okay. So the process of Kabbalah is happening. Now I'm just, my hands are getting a little uncomfortable, so I'm loosening my grip on nothing. Why should I tightly hold air? I'd rather just go like this.
But that's not a Kabbalah process.
It's not a Kabbalah process without a bottom either. I don't get what you're saying. It's a Kabbalah process without a bottom.
But you started the Kabbalah.
Oh, so I started, so you don't care now. I can't even believe that you understand what you're saying. No, because I'm saying it makes zero sense.
Why?
It doesn't. You're saying that I have to continue to hold nothing.
No, you're holding a broken
clean. Which is nothing. Halachically, again, I'll say it again. Halachically, a broken kli is zero. On that, there's no debate.
If you started off with a broken kli,
no.
You're starting off with a
kli. Guess what? You know what? You know why a broken kli is nothing when you start off? Only for one reason. Because when the blood gets there, it's not going to stay there. If you had a kli that, guess what? If you picked up a kli that was a non-kli, but it has an invisible bottom. And it has an electric sensor. And as the blood gets close, it seals up. Guess what? That would be a kosher Kabbalah. You know why? Because the only reason I need a bottom is so it should be mekabel the blood. So if the bottom falls out before the blood went in there, the bottom is useless. The fact that it had a bottom before is useless. I didn't even need a bottom before. I didn't need a bottom before. I didn't need a bottom before. I needed nothing before. This is where I'm totally baffled. I needed nothing. I only needed something when it got in. That's when I needed something. If I shechted the bayman, I waited 2 seconds, and then I grabbed the kli, makabel the blood. It is good. You don't have to have the kli. You don't have to have the kli. We said that even if it spritzes on the floor, but there's still a little blood left in the neck. No, the real Dhamma power falls on the floor. It's okay. No. We're talking about a case where you shechted and you're a slow kohen. I agree. You're a slow kohen. You shecht the behemoth. The guy Nebuch, he's already, he's shvach. He shechts the behemoth. He starts picking up the, while he's picking up, the blood is gushing out, but there's still something left there. He grabs a kli and he manages to get enough to spritz kosher. So we don't really care what's going on here. We care what's going on with what you're makabel. So the only way to make any sense, we say, well, as soon as you put the kli there, we're looking like it's already accepted. But the Rambam's saying, no! Wait there, hold nothing, because it is nothing, till it goes through, and then when it goes through the bottom, which we knew was going to happen, then it's kosher. Then now gather it from the floor. I don't get where you're. I'm not plugged in here. What?
It's the process. As long as the same way that halacha was, you have to wind up with the mizbeach. Makes no difference if you take a trip around the world. If you wind up with the mizbeach, and that's your intention, that halacha is the same way. The kabbalah is just the opposite. When you start off and everything is good in place, as long as you remain going through this process and you haven't changed.
The process is kabbalah. I did change. I stopped holding the kli. So what?
Not
so why does the Gemara have Hava Min? It's good. Why is it under Meiser? What happens if I'm holding the kli and the kli drops? I tried desperately; it shouldn't drop. It dropped. No good, right? We say, well, you lost your kli, right? But I'm holding. I'm still standing here like this, right? We say, well, sorry, sir, you lost the kli. But you see, I'm still here. Yeah, but you lost your kli. So now my bottom fell out. I lost my kli. Nothing changed. What I'm not getting is, why are you in any better shape by holding nothing? I'm giving you a case of machshava. A guy holds the kli. He's staying like this, and the kli drops. But he's for his dear life, he's standing like this still. He's still in the process, what Zev would call process. We say, sir, you could open up your hands because guess what? You're not holding a kli. So now, instead of the kli dropping, the halacha drops, so there's no kli left. We're in the world of halacha. We're not in the world of illusion. So in the world of halacha, when the bottom of the kli fell out, that's equivalent to the kli dropping. So if you're going to tell me, well, he has to still stand there like a monkey, okay, so then you don't need the kli. You don't need the nothing there because you have nothing. You have gloves now. You have something on your hand, but you don't. I would tell you something different. If you want to be creative, I would say it would be better to drop the kli. Because the kli is a chatzitza. The only reason why the kli is not a chatzitza is because of kli shoras. The yad koyin is actually a mokum avoda. We see from Malika. Rav Shimon says a yad koyin is a din of a kli shoras. Okay, so if you ask me personally, if you were holding a kli shoras and it broke, you'd be better off dropping it. Yeah, you'd be better off. You're holding nothing. So what are you holding? You're holding it, something that was once a kli, and now it's nothing. Okay, so let's just see the Hemshecha Gemara, and then we'll get back to this. Let's continue on the bottom. The Gemara has now a shaila. We finished that Avir Shein Tzoy for the Nuach with Paskin is Lav Kemunach. So now the Gemara goes from that to the shaila, very, very fascinating shaila. Somebody shechted the behemoth. Doylem looked up the Marmakemis. He shechted a behemah, and then he cut off the ear. This is like a wild havamin here. Not a havamin, maskona. Omar Abzeir, Omar Abzeir, so he left off a couple of weeks ago already. Omar Abzeir, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Hatzorem oizen apa. So this is what happened. He shechted the behemah. Okay. Then before Kabbalah, he cut off the ear. Okay. Now this animal is missing a lot more than an ear. It's shechted. Okay. It's dead. It's dead. And the head is, it's decapitated. This behemah is the ultimate balmum. So now you cut off the ear. Why you cut off the ear is a good child. Hey, whatever, you have a minute to cut off the ear. Oh, zok the Gemara apostle. Omer Abzeir, Omer Abyechna, Tzorem oizen apa. He shechted the animal. Before Kabbalah, he cut off the ear of the animal. The achakach kibel domoi. Apostle.
You cut off the head.
Yeah. Huh? Who? Okay. Okay, no problem. However you want to visualize. That's not the Nakuda. It's a technicality, the Gemara. It's not what that, it's not a practical shot. The point is, it doesn't just apply to the ear, by the way. It applies to many things. That's why I'm going to show you the Milchas Chinuch. Is the ear dafka? Is after bidafka balmum? But the Gemara says, velokach midam apar, par shayu kfar, it has to be the same par, without blemishes. Yeah? What in the world does this mean? this animal is the biggest bowel moon that you could ever have. It's dead. It's dead. The animal is the ultimate balmum. This is the spitz balmum. Well, let's see. That's a good shiloh. The brisker of here has a shiloh like this. He says, does the Gemara mean only something where you chip the ear, which would make it into a mum? What happens if you cut something else off? Does it go by the guidelines of mum? Or does it go by the guidelines of just leave it the way it is? Which would mean, I don't know if the Olam appreciates this, it would mean that if you did this mechayim, it would be kosher. Yeah. That means that the halacha of mum, after it's dead, goes up a notch. It's worse. I understand. So the brisker Rav is clearing. This mum of after shechita, it's a medrash plia. Because once you shech the behemah, it's the biggest bal mum imaginable. So it's a medrash plia. So because of that, because it's such a medrash plia, the brisker Rav is clearing that maybe it's a new guideline. It's definitely like Leiser is saying, it's a mum concept. But it's not a mum like kachim. It's any change. You cut off some meat off it. You modify any modification. You can't modify it. And if you modify it, it's a mum. Now you should know that that's his shaila. And the Keren Ora has the same shaila by us in the sugya. He says, Yesh lachor, ha'im tzorech mum ha'poisel b'kachim. Now the reason why these two great goyim are having the chakira, even though they seem to be making it a bigger chiddush, is because by making a bigger chiddush, maybe it's less of a chiddush. Because to tell me it's a din mum, what do you mean? It's the biggest baal mum imaginable. It's not even shaykh to the pasha mum. That's why they have such a shaykh. Now, let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon here. The Olam has the Rambam. Perakal of Psalim Gdoshim. Halacha Choftes. I'll pull it up here in case. Did they print it out at the end or not? No. Not Naftali's party made a simcha this week. hooking up. So this is found in the Rambam in Psulim Mekdoshim at the end of Perek Aleph. I'll read you the Loshim. The Rambam says like this. Halacha Chavtes. Behemes shechosar meivorel kolshu achar shchite koidem kabolos hadam nifsele. Okay? The Rambam is mashma. What? Oh, you have it. Well, from 2 weeks ago. Okay, good. Afilu tzoram ba'ozno koidem kabolo. Hareze lo yikabel. Okay? Shenema avlokach midam apar she yeshulim kulim bishas kabola vim kibel menachaseg vizorak hareze posen. That's the Lashon HaRambam. So the Rambam seems to learn more that it has to be exactly what it was at the beginning. And Taka the Kerenor is medayik like that. He's medayik from the Rambam that it's a new psul. That it should be the same. Because the Rambam says if it's chosra, if it's lacking from what it was before. And then in Lamed, he says the same thing. Avlim chosra acha kabola koidem zrike, then it doesn't bother us. Because that's the hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara now goes on. The Gemara says, now the Minchas Chinuch also has a shaila, and he goes on to say that it's a din mum, and he says that if somebody who makes this mum after shchita, he's over the lav of making mum b'kotchim. Now, just like the halacha is that if somebody goes to a living animal, behemus kotchim, he makes a mum, he's over lav. Zok de minchas chinuch. He right here in Reish Pei Zayin. He says he's over the is of matal mum b'chayim mishin matal mum b'kotchim. Ki achar. That's what he says. But it's interesting, that same Minchas Chinuch, that's why I asked you to look up to them, the next one, Reish Peches, he says, but if you spritz the blood on the Mizbeach, you're not over there sort of spritzing blood of a Baal Mum. So my sense, not a Baal Mum, a Baal Mum has to be, it was a Mum before Shchit. So he's sort of contradicting himself. On the one hand, he's saying, there's an Isser of making a Mum. On the other end, so meaning mitzad the gavra, you're over the isra of making a mum. On the other hand, mitzad the chefts of the korban, it's not about mum, because it's after shechita. And that's why when you spritz the blood, you're not over the isra of spritzing the blood of a baal mum. That's what he says in the next mitzvah. He says like this, Hazarek dam shel behemeh, Shenasas balmum lachar shchita in reiva mishum slikas balmum. Ki lachar shchita zoktel, loy shayich balmum. That shayich balmum lachar shchita, which is all I did it was saying. So the Gemara says, Ashkan kotchim 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 kalam inolon amarova. How do we know this applies to kotchim kalam too? Says the Gemara, Tanya said, Tomim zochu ben shona, shi tomim ben shona b'shan shchita. It should be, Tamim ben Shana, how do you know Kabbalah Elochas Rikim Inayim? Tamalim a year, Kol Aviyasa Lo Yelotam. So it sounds first like U ben Shana. Sounds like you can't even make a mumir after Kabbalah. The Gemara says no. Hey, see, Abaye, Rabbi Shuaim, Kol Azvachim Shabbatur, Nishtayim, Kazai is Bosser, Oy Kazai is Chela, Vzoyer, Kazadam? Tirgumah ben Shana. Answers the Gemara, that's only ben Shana, meaning that if you shecht an animal right before it's too old for a korban, so it has to be that age, that it's still within that age till zrik on the mizbech. That's the Gemara comes out of Elamaisa. The Gemara says, "Amika midi di b'shas shchita ben shana b'shas alocha zrik yishtayim." So it's imara shayis pais lebekach. Fine. The Gemara says it has to be that hours make a difference because otherwise the animal can't change age in between shchita and zrik. The bottom line is the maskonas haGemara is that in fact it's only Lagabi Kabbalah where Mum plays a role. Only Lagabi Kabbalah. And again, so we have this whole debate between the Kerenor and the Briskerov and Minchas Chinuch, what type of Mum? On the one hand, they're saying it's not Midin Mum. On the other hand, the Minchas Chinuch is saying it is a Mum, and you're over the Isra of putting a Mum. On the other hand, he's saying that if you go and spritz the blood, you're not going to get the aveira of spritzing the blood of a balmum, because the mice, it's not a balmum. It wasn't a balmum b'shas shechita. So we're being pulled in all, in every direction imaginable. Okay, so how do we make some sense out of this? I mean, since we're holding, I could have given you a dugma from many sugyas, but we're holding Erev Chanukah, so I'll give you a dugma from Chanukah to understand our sugya. So might as well use a Chanukah sugya to the dugma I'm going to give you is from the din of Kofsa Zakukla. In halacha from Kofsa Zakukla, we have an interesting halacha. The halacha is that we pask in Kofsa and Zakukla. That's how we pask. Which basically means that if you lit the menorah, and the menorah had enough oil to begin with to burn for the shear, but it went out. The halacha is you don't have to relight it. Ain't zakuk. That's a different. The Gemara brings on a machlokes. One man says kafsa zakuk, the other one says kafsa ain't zakuk. Simply, you learn this is a huge machlokes. The one who says kafsa zakuk holds that the menorah has to burn for a half hour. But poil. The one who holds kafsa ain't zakuk holds no. Just a din to make a hadlaka. Doesn't have to burn for a half hour. But this is not so simple. Because in both directions, meaning it's not simple that the one who says Zakukla really holds it has to burn for a half hour. It's not so poshut that the one who says Ein Zakukla holds that there is no responsibility at all. The word Zakuk is a strange loss, right? It should really say Tzarech Lidolek Chatzi Shah. Tzarech Lidolek Kashir. Doesn't say that. It says Zakukla. Rashi makes it even more questionable. Because Rashi in the Sugya and Shabbos says, what does Zokukla mean? Rashi says that Zokukla means you have a chiyuv to relight it. You're still responsible. And he says, that's why you can't use the oils that go out, the same oils that you can't use on Shabbos. That's the whole Sugya there in Shabbos. Because they don't burn well. You can't use it for Chanukah. Why? Because it may go out. And this is Rashi's lashon there. The chayshinon shemo yifsha. Maybe you'll be pesheya v'lo yadluk. Maybe you'll purposely not relight it. You hear Rashi? So the Pnei Yeshua is medayik from Rashi that even the manamos kofsa zokokla, it's only if you're pesheya. What would be a guy lit the menorah? There's no chiyuv to stand there for a half hour, right? He walked away. Turned out the candle went out. He finds out afterwards the candle went out. He sees on the video the candle went out. Does he have to relight the menorah now? Well, he was yet. Pnei Yeshua holds he was yet. Even according to many Kofsa Zakukla. So Kofsa Zakukla really means you're responsible still. If you're present, you have a chiv to maintain. The mandamos ain't Zakukla. Also, doesn't hold you could light the menorah and walk away. For Haraya, if you lit the menorah in a place where there's a wind, Shulchan Aruch Paskins Yinai Yates. It's not cool. The Rashba says that if somebody lit the menorah and then purposely put it out, he's not Yates. It's only, Shulchan Aruch is very clear in Tofrei Shai and Gimel. We Paskin Kofsa in Zakukla, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, if you're Misakin the candle, if you're fixing the candle, and while you were fixing it, it went out. B'shoigeg, yotz. It's a medayik that the Shulchan Aruch calls like the Rashba. If you did that on purpose, you wouldn't be yotz. Which means, what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, I always like to make achdus. The two shittas are not so far apart. The one who holds kofsa zakukla holds that you're an achroi. If you're here, you have to relight it. The other opinion holds, no. You're responsible to set up a half hour adloka. And you're definitely not allowed to do an action to undermine. If you undermine it, then it's as, almost as though you're mevatel, you have luck of a half hour. Okay. So now, I want to try to give you a little bit gedank. When we started the sugya of Kabbalah, on Chofei Amid Aleph, so we had a difficulty. The difficulty we had was, what exactly is this holding of Nishbach? With the kli, and it has to go from directly from the neck. There's somehow has to be a chibur from the neck to the kli. So if the Olam remembers, it's already a little while. We've been on the sugya for a while. I brought down a Moira that you saw it from Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik L'Vrach. Rav Shach had a very interesting approach, and I used his approach to answer Malika. Because by Malika, the Gemara has a Hava meaning that there's no Psul Nishpach. Why not? Rav Shach said a Gevaldik Gevart. Rav Shach said that Shechitas Kotchim is unique, that really it's nothing different than Shechitas Chum. Remember we had that? It's like Shechitas Chum. In fact, the Zohar is kosher for Shechit. From there on, Kabol, Oy, Loch, Ozrika, that's all Kotchim. But Shechita is really like Chum. And that's why the Shechita needs to be validated. Okay, Rav Shach used a different sprach, but that's the idea. I'm giving you the English version. The Shechita the Kabbalah validates the Shechita into Shechita's Kodesh. And that's why there can't be any hefsek between the Kabbalah and the Shechita. Because it's like the Gavra is being machshe the Shechita. Right? By being makabel the blood, he's being meyachas the Kabbalah to the Shechita. And I said, according to Rav Shach, it's Gevaldik, why the Gemara is a tzadah by Malika, it won't be applicable, because Malika is avodas kotchim. Malika is not like Shechita. Malika is unique to kotchim, doesn't need validation. Malika doesn't need validation. That would be the hesed. Oh, so now, this really, I think, is the key to answer all this, the whole thing. Comes out, the chesaron by nishpach, whenever the blood falls down, the chesaron is not so much that I can't now do a kabbalah. The chesaron is that I have no way of being miyachas the kabbalah to the ma'aseh shechita. That's the problem. The kabbalah needed to validate the ma'aseh shechita. Okay, now that's the whole reason why our gemara has a tzad to say that avadi after makabel the blood in a kli. Ultimately. But that really you could do after it spills on the floor too, be'etzim. Just like if the blood went into the kli and then it spilled on the floor, you could gather it, put it back in the kli. The problem is that once it hits the floor, like Rav Shach is saying, no longer could it be miyachas to the shechita. So really, your kabbalah is mitzad you, mitzad the gavra, more than mitzad the chefza. You, it's not that the blood needs it. The ma'aseh shechita has to be shown that it's a ma'aseh shechita's kotchim. And therefore, the Kabbalah now is going to be megaleh on the shechita that's a chelik of shechita's kotchim. You could say very simple. That on that, the Gemara holds a svara, and now we'll go to Zev with the process. When you pick up the kli, it's like lighting the ner menorah, light the ner Chanukah. Yeah. You pick up the kli, you hold up the kli. Now, when you hold up the kli, there's two things. One thing is Kabbalah. Mitzad the Kabbalah, really, you'd be able to gather it from the floor also. The problem is then it's going to be too late because I haven't shown what the Kabbalah requires, which is to reflect on the Shechita. That's the Gemara's whole Shaila of Avashayin Soifel Nuach Kamunach is not whether you Makayim Kabbalah, but whether it's already enough accomplished that the Zrik has been validated. Now you go to the ground and gather the blood and be makabel the blood. You understand? Now, that's part of the whole next sugya. Tzorah Moizim Bechor. The problem, that's what the Rambam says, if you change what it was at the time of Shechita, it can't be meyachas to it. Dr. Rambam, you have to leave the power the way it is until you makabel the blood. If you manipulate the par after Shechita, the whole point of the reason why the Kabbalah has to be done right away is not else the Kabbalah. It's else the Shechita. So you can't manipulate the behemoth. That's why it only applies to Kabbalah. Everything else, you could change it from there on. But that's all mitzad the gavre. Zochtim in cheschinach in mitzvah reish peches. The heft of the carbon is not a balmum. That's why if you spritz the blood, you're not over the lav of Balmun. That's pshat in the Minchas Chinuch. Otherwise, Minchas Chinuch is a plia. The two Minchas Chinuchs. Reish Pei Zayin, he says, there's an issa to make the mum. And Reish Pei Ches, he says, but if you spritz the blood, because this is a gavra, this is a cheftze. Comes the Gemara and says, So Mela says the Rambam, the Havamin of the Gemara is if you hold the Kli, mitzad your original action, you weren't Mishana anything. Yeah. So maybe that alone validated the Shechita. Either Kabbalah didn't work out, the blood didn't papoil, but you did what you started, you continued to do. See, even though what I was screaming at service, who cares? There was no Kabbalah, and it's true. There was no Kabbalah. But mitzad you validated the Shechita. You valid now. If you took the Kli and threw it away after, you'd be like the guy who was Kovaner Chanukah B'mezid. Because then you, through your actions, you rejected what you started doing. And just like you see by an Achanek, if you're playing around with the Ner, it's the same thing. What's the difference if you're playing with the Ner trying to keep it on, or you're playing with the Ner trying to put it out? And you put it out. But there's a chilek. Because you rejected the Hadlok. Your rejection of the Hadlok changed it. And that would be I'm sorry, Rabbi, I'm very late. I have to stop, but we're going to go right to next week.